This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
And it's 10:30 on a Monday night, Love Sport Radio across London. I'm George Riley over on Love Sport Radio National for the next half hour, the Bournemouth Fan Show. If you want to tune in to that, we're talking Luton Town. The Luton Town Fan Show for the next 30 minutes or so in the company of Luton fans Matt Story and James Cunliffe from the Lutonian as well. And a lot to get through. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Where do we start? Well, I'll tell you exactly where we start. We start on Saturday with Middlesbrough 0, Matt, Luton Town 1. What a result.
Yeah, just what a day, to be honest. Just forget the result, just as a whole. Storm Dennis, driving wind and rain, long trip. 13 away defeats in a row in all comps, and to go and produce a gutsy performance like that. Back-to-back wins, first clean sheet on the road. Kind of 7 days on from doom and gloom, and most Luton fans thinking relegation was inevitable. Suddenly, the Great Escape is very much on, and there's positivity everywhere, which is unexpected, but lovely to be part of. And it was, a fully deserved win. Just as I said, a really gutsy performance from all 11 players.
Talk us through the day then. You said it was quite a day with the storm, the long drive of the match. You can't leave it at that. Give us a bit of insight into the highs and lows.
It was actually it was a train ride for me. It was a
okay. That's not too bad,
from,
was it?
7:20 train from Milton Keynes Central, blimey. And back at midnight. A few tasters on the way, it has to be said. But no, just an enjoyable one. It kind of makes all the travelling to defeats worth it, I think. Which sounds ridiculous when you consider it's one win and 13 of them. But as I said, it's just, I think it'd be, even if we do go down and this kind of new dawn over the last week doesn't last, it'll be one of those days you look back on and remember and think when you think about this championship season.
Dare I ask what Milton Keynes is like at 7:20 in the morning?
Pretty cold and miserable, actually, on Saturday, I have to say.
James Cunliffe from the Lutonia with us as well. How was your Saturday, James?
Yeah, similar. I didn't quite have so much to drink, but we drove up, got caught in that, got caught in the Storm Dennis on the way back, and thinking it was going to be a very long trip, but not actually minding because of what we'd seen that day. So, an absolutely wonderful performance, really enjoyable, great fun. I think Luton deserved it, and I think they deserved it against Sheffield Wednesday as well. And it's just great to see, because we were on this show last week and probably sent people to bed crying in their pillows, it's quite the turnaround.
It's hard though not to be pessimistic, Matt, when you're approaching a game at Middlesbrough on a run of 12 away defeats on the spin, and you know the weather's going to be wretched. You can't have been travelling with a great deal of hope.
Do you know something? I actually said on the train up, I think just because of the win on Wednesday night against Sheffield Wednesday, and how Borough, I don't think they've won in the league since the opening day of the season, I said to the guys that I travelled up with, I think for the first time since Luton played away at Stoke in early December, which came on the back of beating Wigan in the 93rd minute, it was the first time since then that I actually thought we could get something from this game. We could win, we could get a point. So I don't know why, but I was slightly more optimistic than I have been in every other away game over the last 2 months. So apparently that was optimism was well placed as well. And I think also it came off just Wednesday night. It wasn't necessarily a free-flowing performance, but it was just, I think the character the Luton players showed and the desire they showed in that second half, I think that's where my optimism came from as well, which is brilliant to see, because I don't think it's unfair to say that a lot of the fans had lost faith and a lot of fans accepted relegation, and I was one of them. But the fact that the players hadn't really, I think it rejuvenated Luton faithful just between Sheffield Wednesday and Middlesbrough, let alone in the 48 hours since then.
Middlesbrough, James, hadn't lost in, 10, I think, in all competitions, but From what I've heard about the game, I didn't see the game. They didn't cause Luton too many problems.
They didn't, and I know that Middlesbrough fans were not happy with their performance, but I think you've also got to give a lot of credit to Luton because from the off, they were harrying the Borough players, not giving them any time, and something remarkable in the first half, they were blocking crosses, which really sort of gave us hope because, I mean, they've not done a great job at that all season. And and Matty Pearson, who usually plays centre-half, was moved out to right-back. He led that sort of charge. And Dan Potts, who's been, you know, culpable for most of those, a lot of those crosses this season, really put his body on the line as well. And they both put their crown jewels on the line at various points in that game. So, that, you know, the amount of crosses they were stopping was fabulous. And, you know, Ryan Tunnicliffe scored the goal, which was completely quite a remarkable turnaround week for him as well, considering the reception he got when he was subbed off in the defeat to Cardiff City. But I think more than the goal, it was the performances of individual players and the passion and the desire they showed. I think Luton, the club, posted today some videos or posts, at least, of James Collins, James Bree and Kazenga Luwalawa each, you know, running 40, 50 yards to chase down players and block them and tackle them. And that really, really lifted the crowd at the time, and it made you think that, you know, that something, they could get a point here, well, at least a point, but once they'd scored and Borough weren't particularly threatening, you were thinking three could be on. It was just, it still was nervy at the end, just because of the campaign that they've had, but they deservedly held out.
So it was a very windy, very early morning train journey up from Milton Keynes, Matt, with a few cans. Give us an insight into what the train journey back was like after you've won at Middlesbrough.
Full of joy, it has to be said. Full of joy for the guys I go with who go in. I've been going every week. We've had plenty of train journeys this year where it hasn't been so enjoyable, and it's been more drowning our sorrows. So no, I think it was, everyone was pleased, and everyone was kind of, if you look at Luton's next four games, we've got Charlton, Stoke and Wigan in those four games. So it was a real sense of, blimey, we can actually do this. This can happen. And the away end was probably the best atmosphere we've had in the away end for a good couple of months. And the Great Escape theme tune was sung a lot during the 90 minutes. And I think there is that belief. So, no, it was just, yeah, a few more cans, obviously, and a bit of food as well, just to be safe. But just pure enjoyment. And thankfully, the train home wasn't full of Leeds and Bristol City fans as my train up had been. So it was a bit more peaceful as well.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a train full of Leeds fans, my friend.
No comment.
Depending on where they're going or where they've been, I should say. James, on that, I'm trying to get the perspective of the football fans who put so much into following their club, both home and away, throughout their life, and trips to stadiums like the Riverside against teams who have been in the Premier League, like Middlesbrough, and occasions like that. Do they, when you're going to watch home defeats by Cardiff City, is it these moments that make you think, this is why I do it? This is what makes it worthwhile? This is why I put myself through this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely going up to sides that are classed as bigger sides, bigger clubs, and putting one over them, definitely. I mean, I kind of likened... I mean, I was sat over the other side of the ground in the press box, so I got to see the Luton fans. And I agree with Matt, it did seem like that. The fans were really into it. And it kind of felt like last season when Luton went up to Sunderland. Different circumstances, because that was all about, they'd just lost Nathan Jones, the manager, and Mick Arthur took over, and they went up there and got a really good draw. It kind of had a feel of that at the end, obviously a better result. Different circumstances, it was great to hear the Great Escape and things like that. And considering the last, well, I was going to say the last few weeks, most of the season, certainly since the turn of the year, home games have been kind of quiet. because people have been thinking that there's only one thing that's going to happen here, and that's relegation. But when they start singing like that, you really do get a sense that everyone now kind of believes that something could be on. And like you say, those games that are coming up are massive games. And, you know, had they got no points in the last week out of those three games in the week, then it would have been almost irrelevant about those games. But now they're massive and they're really important, and it puts something on the season.
Yeah, we'll discuss those in the next 15 minutes or so before we go off air at 11 o'clock. It's just for the next couple of minutes, I'm enjoying getting a sense of this. As I'm sure you can agree, as a football fan myself, this trip to Middlesbrough. Matt, did you get a sense of that as well? I don't know if you're just there to watch the football, or you savour the moment and think, this is what it's all about, this.
No, absolutely. One of the guys I went with, texted me on the Sunday morning and just said that genuinely made all the other trips we've lost worthwhile.
Fantastic.
And I've got a lot of friends who are football fans, and I've got a lot of friends who aren't, and they do not understand why on earth you would get on a train in the middle of a storm and spend £60 on a train fare, £30 on a ticket to go and do it. But it is special. It is what football's about. It is that tribalism of being in a far-flung town. If you're southern, being in a northern town. Especially on a day like Saturday, when Luton were in non-league, there were a lot of away games where there were 2,000 Luton fans and 2,500 home fans. But when you're in a ground where there's 19,000 home fans and only 800 away fans, it is even more special. Mm. And I guess I've only missed two away games this year, but one of them happened to be the win at Barnsley. So I've only seen us win at Blackburn this year. And it is, I don't know, the further away from home you are, the better an away victory is. It has to be said, unless it is your local rivals. But we haven't done that. We haven't played Watford in so long that I've forgotten what that experience is like. It is just a buzz. And it's at the point where it's a Monday evening now. And this time last week, I was really not looking forward to going to Sheffield Wednesday at home on the Wednesday. Frankly, Saturday in Charlton can't come quickly enough now.
Yeah, we've not even mentioned the Sheffield Wednesday game. And that's back-to-back wins, James, and back-to-back clean sheets as well.
Yeah, I mean, that I think is a massive thing for Luton, such a confidence boost for a defence that have let in, 60-odd goals, and a goalkeeper been signed as their record signing, and had a disastrous start, had been dropped for a while, come back in December, and actually he's looked really good. He's not got the rewards that he deserved for some of his performances. He looks much more assured, much more confident. And I think that bodes well for going forward as well. They've also added Cameron Carter-Vickers in the loan window, and he looked a rock at the weekend. There were a lot of people, actually, because he made four changes, Graham Jones. There were a lot of people questioning that team sheet, but then you didn't hear much from them afterwards. So it was really pleasing to see that, because it is asking a lot of a team like Luton to score two and three goals every game to try and win, and if they can do that and keep more clean sheets, then they really have got a great chance of staying up this season.
James mentioned a couple of names there, Matt. Anyone you would like to highlight as key figures in this recent upturn in form?
Well, like you said, because you made four changes, I think it has fallen to a few kind of a squad that we've used. I think certainly in the last two games, Matty Pearson, who obviously was centre-back on Wednesday night, played right-back on Saturday. He's been really impressive, and he hasn't always had an easy season. None of the back line have. I think his role in the two wins has been fantastic. Simon Sluger's played well. I've been very critical of him. I don't understand why he was brought back into the team at the expense of James Shea. But there was one moment at the end of the second half of the Sheffield Wednesday game. They had a free kick and he punched the ball out and got absolutely clattered after it. And it was a sort of brave punch moment from a keeper that I sat there and thought, you look more like you belong now. You look more like a championship keeper. You look like you've adjusted to this game. So him, he's been really important. And you have to have a special mention for Ryan Sunnicliffe, because it was cheered when he got subbed last week, which you don't like to hear. And Sunnicliffe's had a real poor couple of months of form. There's no getting away from that. But to hear home fans cheer a player going off is never nice. And to be fair to Graham Jones, he backed him in the press. And Tanner Cliff has repaid him because he put in two of his better performances and he scored the goal. And I hope that's a moment he really enjoyed, because it won't have been an easy week for him, and he'll have heard it as clear as we did last Saturday. So they're the three players that I would pick out as just have stepped up in the last 7 days.
You can get in touch with anything you hear on the show tonight with Love Sport on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. At Love Sport Radio is the tag, at Love Sport Radio, or via our website, lovesportradio.com. You can get in touch via text or WhatsApp 0208 7020 558. It is the Luton Town Fan Show between now and 11 o'clock. I'm George Riley in the company of Matt Story and James Cunliffe from the Lutonian. It is 10:45.
Love Sport Radio, the station giving fans a voice.
It is indeed. I'm George Riley, and for the next, 10 minutes or so, in the company of Luton Town fans Matt Story and James Cunliffe from the Lutonian, waxing lyrical about their trip during the big storm to Middlesbrough to see Luton Town win a goal to nil. You mentioned right at the very top, Matt, how the inevitable is not inevitable, how relegation might not be on the cards. OK, it's not inevitable. How likely is it?
What, relegation or staying up?
Well, I think that, take your pick.
Luton can definitely stay up. There's a bit of momentum in two wins ahead of some massive games, which helps. And the big thing for us is that we've got 13, 14 games left now, and eight of them are against the other eight teams in the bottom nine, I believe, which just shows that our fixtures is not... It's not unkind to us until the end of the season. We've got a trip to Leeds, a home game with Preston, and a trip to Swansea, and Brentford come next week. And they're the only four games that I think you would look at and say we take anything from.
I wouldn't worry about Leeds. Even Wigan went up there and won.
No, I do worry about Leeds. I actually went to Leeds Brentford last Tuesday because I'm sad and like to go to games. And they
good game, wasn't it?
Brentford. Yeah, and as long as they can take chance, if they take one chance, they'll win a game. They just have to go ahead, and if Patrick Bamford finds his shooting boots for 90 minutes, then you're not going to beat them. So they're your tough games. But we're playing a team like Charlton now, who, since the end of September, Charlton have been as bad as us, realistically. They haven't won games. They've struggled to pick up results, and they're a team who are on a downward spiral as well. They're not coming in off the back of a positive result. And I just had a look at their kind of various Twitter feeds this morning, and there's a lot of negativity about. There is every chance we can stay up because, as I said, momentum's a funny thing. And the games that we have coming up, I mean, we can close the gap on the teams above us and we can stop them winning points, which is going to be so vital. And I know other teams at the bottom will play other teams at the bottom when we're not involved and we'll pick up points. But if we take care of our own business, there is no reason. And I can't believe I'm saying that after how doom and gloom I was 7 days ago.
It can, James, change very quickly, can't it? We've seen that already. It was 10 points, the gap from safety. All of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, it's four. And who knows what it could be in a week or so.
Yeah, it is remarkable. I didn't think that we'd be in this position talking so positively about things because of the way it had gone. And it's not to say they hadn't played well in recent weeks. They just hadn't been getting anything to show for it, which was disheartening. But if you look at the Charlton game coming up, and I agree with Matt on this about momentum, Luton go into that with two clean sheet victories on the spin. And I imagine Charlton are probably feeling down about it because they started the season like a rocket. And for them to be sort of down there and within, you know, touching distance of Luton, I hope they're worried, and I hope Luton fans are positive, because it feels like going to the Valley on Saturday can be a real turning point, if they haven't had them already, that is, because the last week has been wonderful.
Those next, two or three games then, if you like, Matt, we've talked about Charlton away Saturday, quickly followed by Brentford at home, and then is it Stoke a week Saturday? I mean, what are you looking at? Those three games, what are you thinking?
That's a good question. I think Charlton is a game I want to win. Obviously, you always want to win games, but I think avoiding defeat is a good result. And I appreciate that sounds negative, but as long as they are not any further points ahead of us at the end of at 5 o'clock on Saturday, I'll be happy. Obviously, if it turns out that we're the better side and we miss chances, I might not say that. But you certainly look at that game like that. Brentford's clearly the toughest game on paper, but for all our negatives this season, the one thing Luton have had is Tuesday nights at Kenilworth Road, we're unbeaten. We've picked up three of our wins, I think, on a Tuesday night at home. We've drawn a couple of others, Friday nights, Tuesday nights. So I would back Kenilworth Road under the floodlights us to maybe get a point against Brentford, which would be a good result. And we have to look to beat Stoke. Stoke aren't a very good side. They're the side that everyone thinks. Everyone, when you speak to them about Stoke, certainly the Luton fans I know, go, they've got enough quality to pull away. Oh, they'll be too good. I don't see them being in the fight at the end of the season. But they are, and they keep losing games, and they're on TV against Derby a couple of weeks ago and were dreadful. So I'd be happy with 5 points from the three games. I'd probably be happy. But if you could get seven, that would be phenomenal. If you get six, that would be phenomenal. But I feel like don't want to run before we can walk now. We only won two games on the trot. As I said, it was only a week ago we thought we'd lose them all.
Yeah.
So I would be thrilled with 4 or 5 points. But
4 or 5? Hang on, you're going backwards. It was five or seven a minute ago.
I'm getting ahead of myself. no, but I suspect in that dressing room they're going, there's no reason we can't take 6 or 7 points just because of what's happened and who they're playing.
Well, they should be going 9, I would have thought. And then you work, backwards from that. There. James, what are you thinking looking at those? An unbeaten 3 would be the target. That would give you, well, I mean, it might give you 3, but somewhere between 3, 5, 7, 9 if you go unbeaten through them.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose I still haven't quite got the confidence to say that they're going to get anything against Brentford just because of what happened at Griffin Park. but it would be amazing if they did. I don't think it's unprecedented. It's because... Southampton got bad 9-0 early in the season, and then I think the following game they did quite well. So, I think the thing at the moment is that anything is now possible, whereas we thought nothing was possible before. And they've got the full squad virtually to pick from. The results have been such that very little has been made of Danny Hilton's return on the Wednesday against Sheffield Wednesday. That's going to be massive, and I think that lifted the crowd against Sheffield Wednesday. Glenn Ray and Izzy Brown have come back, and they were rested certainly in the starting lineup on Saturday against Middlesbrough. And actually, when they were called on to come in the last 15-20 or whatever it was, they really galvanised Luton at a time when you thought Borough would want to try and chuck the kitchen sink at them. So they'll be, apart from 20 minutes of run out, they'll be, fit and firing, ready to go against Charlton. And, all these things that sort of seem to just be tipping in Luton's favour now give you hope that, they could feasibly win the next 3 out of 4. And then who knows where that takes you.
Matt, a final thought, really. What would, and we're getting massively ahead of ourselves with, 13 games to go. Well, what would survival mean to Luton Town?
It would be absolutely massive. It would have been massive before the start of the season, but I think where the thoughts were after the Cardiff defeat to have turned it around would be huge. To stay in this league with what is, I don't know if it is the smallest budget, that's what Luton say, they've got the smallest budget in the league, would be a feather to have in your cap just because of the financial weight of a lot of the sides. Luton's long-term aim would be if they can stay in the Championship until they move into a new ground, whatever that is, in 3 or 4 years' time, then the finances can start to fund us and we can be a bit more competitive. I just think it would... It's hard to put into words, but after everything that went through with non-league, back-to-back promotions, to then back it up with a gritty survival fight would just be another sign that a football club that were in such trouble in the 2000s with finances and with points deductions, with not knowing if the club would exist, having manager phone-ins to vote who's going to be the manager, to be a stable club who are punching above their weight in the Championship, it would just be an incredible effort. And it would just, I think, to the 2020 who own us, I just think what Luton fans, their opinion of them, I'm not sure it could get any higher. But it would kind of give it back to them of everything they've put in, and make it all, it probably is worthwhile. They're Luton fans, they've seen us promoted twice, but they could really sit back and just appreciate what they've done and what they've built, and where the football club is.
Wonderful words, I think, to end on. Matt, great company tonight. Thank you. James, you as well. James Cunliffe from the Lutonian. Stay safe, gentlemen, and best of luck for the next few games. Luton Town, the Luton Town fan show, at second bottom of the Championships, but only 4 points from safety now after those back-to-back 1-0 victories at Borough and at Sheffield Wednesday.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.